You know, let's talk about this Trump University thing. Now, what? They're telling me you got to talk about David French. You got to talk. Listen, I talked about French yesterday. I talked about him yesterday. I don't need to talk about him anymore. Matter of fact, if you go to the website, therobzakarishow.com, or you go to our Twitter feed, or you go to Extreme Politics, you can read the news story that we did about Bill Kristol and David French. So I don't want to do David French again, okay? I don't need French again. I'm not fond of the French. Not that I dislike the French, okay? I don't dislike the French. I'm not a hater of the French. Just not into it. Just not that into the French, man. Okay? I'm not going to do the bit again. But, if you need more conversation about David French, the man with the national name recognition, Okay, I'll do a minute. I think this whole thing is nothing more than a publicity stunt for Bill Kristol to rather it stay relevant or boost the name of it was magazine that no one reads. That's really what I think it's about. Because when Bill Kristol says, last Sunday, I have a candidate with name recognition, a serious team, a serious organization behind him. It's something in his mind. It's made up in his mind. Like he thinks the National Review is Catcher in the Rye or something. Seriously. If you honestly are saying David French has this name recognition, but he's only known to a very small circle of neoconservatives who read the National Review, There's something wrong with you. There's something mentally wrong with you. Or this is all just a stunt. It was just a ruse. That's it. I mean, Essie Cup. And I'm not a big fan of Essie Cup, but Essie Cup has more name recognition than David French. Dana LaDouche has more name recognition than David French. Tucker Carlson, with the bow tie and without the bow tie, has more name recognition than David French. So when Kristol says, we have a candidate with name recognition. No, that's not true. It's just not true. Absolutely not true. And then the other funny thing about David French, this video is going around. If you go to my Twitter feed, I retweeted it. I don't know how many retweets it's got now. A lot. David French was doing an interview, and they talked to him about Trump, and this was months ago. And they said, will you vote for Trump if he's the nominee? And he said, yes, I will. I will not be like those never-Trumpers who decide to take their ball and go home. I will support Donald Trump. So here's a guy who says, I will not take the ball and go home. I will support Donald Trump. And here he is running against Donald Trump and trying to suck the votes away. It's insane. And it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The other thing I was thinking about, and then I'm done with this, okay? I'm done with this. You guys sucked me in to having this conversation. The other thing I thought about, and it's a shame that I'm in Los Angeles, California. It's a shame that when I decided to get into political talk, I did it at such a late stage in my life that I don't have the balls to just pack up and start over in Washington, D.C., where the action is. Because if I did, I could get into this PAC thing. I could go and create a PAC. Not that I can't do it here, but, you know, being in Washington, being, where the juice is, it's a lot easier. You go to bars, you go to clubs, you go to restaurants, you meet this person who works for this magazine, you work for this person who works for this network, you meet this, and I'm not talking about, executives. You start at the bottom. You start with, an associate reporter. You start with this website. You start with that, internet television. But ultimately, you're in the mix. So you start one of these political PACs, and you get people to send money. And, of course, you're able to use some of that money because you're running this PAC. I mean, they're miniature businesses, for heaven's sake. So I think that's really what this is about for Crystal. He'll create a PAC. He'll get maybe $100 million sent in. He'll, of course, pay himself X amount of millions. And then the rest will make posters and ad buys. I mean, you read that report, that Murphy guy, the Bush PAC leader, the guy who ran Bush's PAC. They brought in over $100 million, and he himself got something like 15 or 16 million out of it. I mean, something ridiculous. So I think that's what it's really about for Crystal. Like I said before, with these Never Trumpers, it's about money and it's about power. And if you have a candidate that you like, these Never Trumpers would have PACs for that candidate. So all the Never Trumpers, the old Romney people, they would have PACs. So they would have jobs with Romney at some low level and then be associated with a PAC. Or they won't have a job with Romney. They'll just do PACs. But they'll make millions of dollars with these PACs. And with Trump, the only PACs they can get are the Never Trump PACs. But that will only last for so long. That only lasts for so long until they are treated as real pariah. But if they have a third party candidate, now they can do PACs for that guy. And they could say, well, you know, it's a true conservative. It's our principles. It's what we feel in our heart, and then people will forgive them. Other conservatives or other Republicans will go, okay, maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe. You know, there's a smidgen of forgiveness there, just a sliver. So that's what this is about. It's about being able to create some packs and crystal, making millions. There, I'm done, okay? Are you guys happy? I'm done. There. If you want more, go to the Rob Zicari Show and you can read about French, okay? You can read about Mr. French with the candlestick in the study beating someone to death. How's that? Okay? French. I hear people go, the French Revolution. No. No, listen, you know, the French. Why do you want to? I forget. Okay, I'm done. All right, so let's talk about Trump you. Okay? Trump me? Trump you. Let's talk about Trump. Well, let's just talk about Trump and business. Talk about this in general. Okay? We haven't spent a lot of time on Trump University, and we haven't broken down. We haven't broken down all the ins and outs of business. Okay? Well, we touched on a little of it the other day. We touched on it a little bit more last week. And we're going to keep touching on this because it's a big deal. Okay? It's a big deal. And when you hear people in the media frame aspects of Trump's business and try to compare it with the other potential presidents' business pre-running for president, it doesn't match up because other presidents' businesses, in theory, weren't real businesses. They were jobs that were given because of political favors. Any job the Bushes had were all political favors. I mean, W had what? Oil businesses that were failures. I mean, serious. They were failures, huge failures. Had investments from Saudi kings and Saudi princes. Had a piece of the Texas Rangers. They were all political businesses. They were all political favors. When you're sitting on boards of, you know, Goldman Sachs or other investment firms, they're all political favors. Look at Kasich. He was in the House for however many years it was. He likes to brag about working with Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan and Bannon. Okay, great. From there, he had the Fox, what was it, in the Heartland or whatever the hell it was. Something on Fox and on MSNBC, sometimes filling in for Matthews. Oh, jeez. Sorry about that. From there, and I'm not going necessarily in order, but then from there, you got Lehman Brothers. It's not a job. Yes, it's a job, but it's not a job. It's not a business. It's not creating things. It's not being in the private sector. That's what you always hear. Private sector. I was in the private sector. I worked for Lehman Brothers. That's not. okay, yeah, sure, it's the private sector, but it's not your everyday private sector job. They're political jobs. That's what they are. Kasich got what he got because he worked as a congressman and did favors for people. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay? So when the USA Today does a story and it says Donald Trump has been and is involved in a record number of lawsuits. Donald Trump, the most in the history of presidential races. Nobody running for president has ever been involved in more lawsuits than Donald Trump. It's amazing. Well, nobody, and the closest is Humphreys. That's what they say, Humphreys. And even him is a fraction of Donald Trump and the businesses and just the real private sector, the everyday ma and pa private sector. You can't even compare, but that's who is closest. That's who's closest. But for the USA Today paper to say, you know, no other, well, what did Obama do? I mean, just look at recent presidents. Obama. What did Barry do? A professor? A law teacher? From there, a community organizer? From there, a state legislature? From there, a senator? From there, a president? I mean, there's no, absolutely no private business dealings whatsoever. Whatsoever. And the private business dealings he had, like buying a home, and the people he was involved with that do business, that have businesses, was a shady character. Tony Rezko. A slumlord. Tony Rezko helped Obama buy his house. So that's Obama. That's his business before becoming president. So, yeah, Trump compared to Obama, you can't. And before Obama, you had Bush. There's no private business. There was no George Bush, the businessman, creating jobs and building buildings, and there was nothing like that. Every private job he had was because his dad was the president. His dad was the director of the CIA. His dad was the vice president. And it was, hey, we're going to give you this job. We're going to pay you $200,000 a year. We're going to pay you $500,000 a year. And you're going to do nothing. Okay? But eventually we're going to get political favors. So he had no business experience. And some of the business experience he had were failures. I mean, they just, it's not even, oh, I have some success here, got some success there. Oh, I tried to do a paving company and it went bad. But then I was successful. No, nothing like that. It was just disaster. And then before him, Bill Clinton. What did Bill Clinton? Lawyer. Attorney General. You know, Arkansas. Governor. There's no job creation. There's no business. There's no dealing with everyday BS. It's government. It's getting a paycheck from the government. Hell, Bernie Sanders didn't receive a paycheck, a legitimate paycheck, till he was something like 40 years old. And that paycheck was from the government. Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's not even president. I'm just talking about presidents, but I just thought you'd throw Bernie Sanders in there. John McCain, we start talking about people that ran for president. And when you look at Mitt Romney's dad was a governor. Mitt Romney's dad was a big shot in politics. So in turn, that opened all the doors for Mitt Romney, which led him to Bain Capital, which wasn't a job-creating company. It wasn't, hey, let's go build this building. Let's build this company. Let's come up with this idea. Let's do... It was basically shuffling money around. Shuffling money from one giant company to another giant company. And then cashing out of one company and cashing into another company. I mean, just not real businesses. Or I should say, job-creating businesses. Dealing with everyday blue-collar people businesses. When you're dealing with investment bankers or venture capitalists, that's not blue-collar everyday people. When you build a golf course or you build a hotel, that's dealing with everyday blue-collar people. That's dealing with construction workers. That's dealing with housekeepers. That's dealing with cooks. That's dealing with waiters. That's dealing with dishwashers. That's dealing with gardeners. Blue-collar workers. The fabric of this country. Not the guy who sits in an office with his nice suit on, pushes a button, moves $1 million from point A to point B, and picks up $50,000 for doing that. And then goes and has a martini at noon, a joint at 12:30, and maybe a little fellatio at a, strip club somewhere at 12:45. At 1 o'clock, he's back to move another $1 million from C to D and pick up $50,000. So when USA Today goes, you know, the litigation that Donald Trump has been in is unprecedented. It's unprecedented. Well, how many people that have run for office or become president has had over 700 people file lawsuits for slip and fall claims. Seriously, slip and fall. You know, the type of suits that Cerrito and Barnes file. Accident attorneys. 1-888-888-8888. Cerrito and Barnes. Seriously. When you own hotels, when you own casinos, when you own banquet halls, when you, I mean, the list goes, golf courses. You deal with somebody stumbling over a, I don't know, step. And I'm not talking about legit stumble. I'm talking about, oh, let me stumble on this so I can sue the hotel, so I can sue the golf course, so I can sue the convention hall, so I can sue the restaurant. So I can sue. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. What the hell? So you remember they sued McDonald's for having hot coffee. 700 personal injury suits. 700. You know what that means? That you have businesses that have millions of people coming in and out of the place. Millions of people. Like we talked about, 2 days ago? Donald Trump owned a football team. He was part of the brain trust of the USFL. Look what the NFL is going through now with lawsuits. Look what they're going through. They get tied to players beating their wives, players getting brain injury, players being paralyzed, stadium after stadium after stadium. Drunk driving accidents, people being killed in the parking lot. We had a case at Dodger Stadium where they sued the owners of Dodger Stadium because somebody got beaten to death in the parking lot. The family sued the owners for not having adequate security. This is the stuff that happens when you are a real businessman. And it's unavoidable. It's absolutely unavoidable. Absolutely unavoidable. Look at some of the Fortune 500 companies that we have in our country now. Look at some of the companies. Look at some of these companies. Look at their history. Rather, it's recalling baby cribs. I mean, some of these companies, you'd be surprised at how many lawsuits and how many... Look at the car industry. Forget the Volkswagen, wherever the hell they were with the emissions thing. But look at the Ford and look at those companies. The faulty seatbelts, the faulty ignition, staying on, cars blasting into each other. When you're in big business that's not sitting at a desk and pushing $1 million to the left and $1 million to the right, when you're not getting a job because your dad is the vice president And it's basically what amounts to a mob job. It's a no-show job. It's we're going to pay you. You're going to basically have a title, but you don't have to come to work, i.e. Chelsea Clinton. Remember, she got paid $500,000 to be a reporter for MSNBC. Everybody forgets about that. And she did one gig. She did one gig. $500,000 for one gig. So it's very dishonest when USA Today and other talking heads take the whole Trump's involved in 35 litigation cases throughout his career. This is unheard of for a president. Well, it's unheard of to have someone running for president that has been this much of a legit blue-collar businessman. No one compares. Like I said, when people say, well, Hubert Humphreys, but even him, it's nowhere near Trump. It's nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. Never had anybody run for office that owned a football team and was part of the brain trust that went head-to-head with the National Football League. And again, you don't see too many reports of that. That's huge. I mean, it's huge. You don't see too many presidential nominees that tried to create an airline company. People go, well, it failed. Well, the airline companies, the airline business, that's a tough business. And what's failed? If you sell the business and you, at the end of the day, you make a couple bucks on the business and you don't lose your ass, you gave it a try, didn't work out, you move on. During that time, you employed tens of thousands of people. You employed mechanics, you employed pilots, you employed stewardesses. You employed baggage checkers. I mean, you were part of creating legitimate jobs. And for however long that company lasted, people made a living. I mean, that's a big deal. And when you hear people go, well, yeah, but this failed and that failed and, oh, you can't. I mean, that. What does that say about his leadership? Well, if you put it that way, look at our country. And for every success story that Obama wants to tout and say, because of me, our unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in X amount of years, and because of me. Well, what about Chicago and the crime in Chicago, where he's from, where Rahm Emanuel is the mayor? I mean, listen, you can't sit there and say, well, Trump's had these failures and this one out, and how do you? Well, that's what happens when you're running billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of a company. When I hear people like Mark Levin go, being a businessman and these types of things, you can't run. There's no way that prepares you for running a trillion-dollar economy. I think so. And just because things fail doesn't mean you're not successful. I mean, my fellow Republicans, they love Ronald Reagan. And they point to successful things that he did, but there was also some unsuccessful things that he did. But that just comes with the territory. That comes with the territory. So if you're a legitimate businessman, if you're a mover and shaker, if you're a hustler, you're always going to have ups and you're always going to have downs. And you're always going to be involved in litigation. You're always going to be involved in litigation. Personal injury, that's a given. That's a given. Slip and falls, given. You know what else is part of the litigation list that USA Today is talking about? And you have talking heads on CNN going, oh, no other president or someone that's run for president has ever been involved in so many things. 1,600 cases of gamblers owing Trump money. So what that is, and remember that that sleazeball Joe Francis? Remember the Girls Gone Wild guy? He was involved with Steve Wynn in this very situation. So what happens is you get somebody who takes a marker out at a casino. So they get credit, just like you would get credit with your MasterCard or your Visa or buying a house. Now, in the gambling world, it's a little tricky because it's not a house. You're not saying to the bank, give me $1 million so we can buy, or I can buy this house. You're going to hold the paper on the house. You're going to hold the mortgage. If I don't pay you, you come in and take my house. In the gambling world, you go, hey, could you loan me $100,000 so I could play here at your table? And they run your credit and they go, oh, okay, well, you have a house and you have property and you have car. You got stuff and hopefully you will not, you won't screw us. But if you do, we'll have to come after you. We'll have to put liens against, so it's a little bit more tricky than you have a car that Mercedes-Benz technically owns. So these gamblers sit at the table, they take markers, they take loans, they lose, they leave. And then Trump goes, okay, when are we going to get our 50 grand? When are we going to get 100 grand? And those gamblers go, nah, F you, I'm not giving it to you. Just like Joe Francis tried to do with Steve Wynn. And Steve Wynn went after him. That's what you do. So part of the 3,500 cases, something like 1,600 of them, were Trump going after gamblers. You owe me $1 million. You owe me $500,000. You owe me $200,000. I mean, that's business. That's not pushing $1 million from A to B. That's not sitting up in an ivory tower. That's not sitting in a Lehman Brothers chair. That's not getting a job because your dad was the governor. Sit and shut up and be our little trophy when we go to different junkets. I mean, this is like business. This is real life stuff. This is real life stuff. It's also suing people. It's also suing people not just for owing you money, but people who slander you, people who slander your business. Again, that's why I've said from day one that the Clinton stuff is 100% true. Or I should say 98% true. So when you see these books that come out that say Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick, and you hear Juanita Broderick come out and say Bill Clinton bit my lip, when you hear all these stories and they're in print and no one's getting sued, no litigation whatsoever, the media ignores these people's claims, or they ignore the books, or they ignore the movies. Everybody ignores it. You know they're all true. Because normal people in the public eye protect themselves. Normal people, when somebody says, this person raped me, this person, bit my lip, this time, that time, here's the things, put it in a book, we're writing it, here's the movie, here. Clintons never do that. Trump does. One of the cases was Miss Pennsylvania. Miss Pennsylvania was, and she's from the Miss USA. She was running around different media outlets. She was posting things on her Facebook saying that the pageant was rigged. She was telling anybody that would listen, Miss USA was rigged. It's a sham. Guess what? She got sued. Trump and the pageant and everyone involved sued Miss Pennsylvania. Sued her. Slander, libel, all of those things. And it was eventually settled out of court. But when somebody's saying, you're a rapist, I'm going to print that you're a rapist, you're a murderer, you're a, all of these things, and they're not true, you defend yourself. So this is the stuff that's in the 3,500 lawsuits. And of course, some of them are just silly. They are. Some of them are silly. Like the Bill Maher lawsuit. I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but Trump sued Bill Maher. Years ago, when Trump was talking about Obama's birth certificate and so forth and so on, Bill Maher went on Jay Leno or Jimmy Fallon, one of those programs, and said that he will pay $5 million. He will pay $5 million if Donald Trump can produce his birth certificate that says he was not the son of an orangutan. And then Mark showed a picture of an orange-haired orangutan. So a couple days later, Trump pulled out his birth certificate, said, here's my birth certificate, here's my family genealogy, now I want my $5 million. And Bill Maher said, what are you talking about? So Trump sued him. Trump sued him. Breach of contract. Trump sued him. Now, of course, it got dismissed. It got thrown out of court. But Bill Maher actually went on record and said, it was a parody. I mean, he actually had to get a lawyer. He had to spend money. And he had to actually answer the lawsuit. And he talked about it. Talked about how Trump cost him money. That's funny stuff. So, yeah. We've never had a president. We've never had a candidate. We've never had any of these, whatever, senator. We've never had anybody that has run for president and or been president who's been involved in this many legal battles. 100%. But we've never had anybody run for president that's legitimately been businessman, an entrepreneur, a mover, a shaker. We've never had anybody ever run for president that has spent 40 years. 40 years in the hustle and bustle of the real world. We've never had it. We've never had it. The closest in our lifetime, forget Humphreys, but if you think about being in the hustle and bustle, being in the blue collar world, and it was only a very short time. Then I know conservatives lose their mind when this name is brought up when comparing Trump. I know they're gonna lose their minds. And he didn't have businesses as far as, you know, football teams and airline businesses and things like that. But being just an average person and dealing with people, dealing with real average people. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, they were actors, soap operas. Dealing with everyday people. Yeah, it was a short time. And there wasn't a lot of other business per se. But again, we're not going back to Hubert Humphreys. But we've never had a president or someone running for president that has been involved in so much business. And when you're involved in that much business, you're going to deal with everything that happens to somebody involved in that many businesses. The nature of the beast, my friends. It's the nature of the beast. Now, what we're going to do is take a quick break. Just a quick break. And when we come back, let's break down some more of this business controversy, as they say, with Trump U. I just wanted to first outline the USA Today article because I think it's very, very deceiving. Like most of the news agencies are. I mean, they really are. I seen a headline just real quick because, I mean, there's nothing to go completely story-wise. But CNN ran a headline that said, Trump in 94, putting a wife to work is a very dangerous thing. So you read the headline and you go, oh, man, wow, very, you know. But he talks about not a woman working in general. It's having your wife work with you in your business, which a lot of women and a lot of men can identify with and can understand what Trump is talking about. Again, it's the aspect of Trump being a businessman and not the businessman that pushes $1 million from point A to B in an ivory tower at the expense of hundreds of thousands of people. And that's why I said the other day that the whole Mitt Romney line of attack won't work with Trump. Because that's not how Trump has made his money. That's not his businesses. His businesses are dealing with people. His businesses are, I'm going to build this golf course, and it's going to take 1,000 people to build this course. Landscapers, construction workers, it's going to take 1,000 people to build this. And then it's going to take another 1,000 or 2,000 people to maintain all of these golf courses or hotels or airlines or football team or pageant or TV show or whatever. It's different than owning Bain Capital and moving money from point A to point B. So everyday Americans can identify when Trump says having your wife work with you at times can create problems. And everyday Americans go, oh, tell me about it. Ay, ay, ay. So the headline is very deceiving. It's a very deceiving headline. You read that and go, oh, so Trump says it's dangerous to have your wife hold a job? That's kind of a crappy thing to say. I mean, the headline should have said, putting a wife to work with you in your business is a dangerous thing. Not putting a wife to work. And he said, I think that putting a wife to work is a very dangerous thing. If you're in business for yourself, I really think it's a bad idea. I think that was the single greatest cause of what happened to my marriage with Ivana. So it's about his wife. It's about people's wives. It's about relationships. It's about people working together. And legitimate business people can identify with that because it happens all the time. It happens all the time. Hell, they in 2016, there's TV shows There's TV shows that depict the struggles of a couple working together. Okay? So, please. But, again, that's just a tease. That's just a tease. Like I said, it's we're not going to do a whole segment on it, but a tease, and we can put that into the business piece. So that's the USA Today. When we come back, let's break down a little more of